Recorder is on. That's backup information.
Oh, the guy. Okay, I want to thank everybody for coming. We're calling to the meeting to order at 6:09.
Are you staying?
He told me you were totally
doing this.
I never called him back.
Okay.
Uncle Paul.
Like to have a motion on the approving the minutes from the February 10th meeting.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to look first.
They were all emailed.
I know.
You're not reading all that, are you? Sorry, want to do that last then?
That's fine. I'll move it.
Okay. We have a second? I'll second it. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. 4-0. Okay. First resolution. Establishing a policy for the attendance of conferences and educational training by officers and employees of Ulster County. Legislator Ronk.
I'll move it for discussion.
Okay. I think that the sponsor wants to hold off on it.
What are we on?
So why don't we take no
action?
Which one? The attendance policy.
I was going to bring it up so I could say that Richard had asked for one more month to tie up loose ends and that he would be, fully ready to move with his amendments next month.
We're just going
to take no action for this month. So I withdrew my motion.
Okay. Rule number 30, second resolution, amending the rules of the order of the Ulster County Legislature.
I'll move it.
Actually, you've got a motion and a second or any discussion?
No, I'm good with this rule. I change it's all it does is stop things from being kept in committee forever. And so to me, I agree with that.
I moved it, I think, and Dave seconded it.
Okay.
I'm ready to move it forward. With the we have to make the amendment, though, correct? No.
This is as amended. It's already amended, isn't it?
No, it wasn't.
No. It hasn't been amended yet. This is, John and I have talked about this, and Tracy and I have talked about a lot. A lot of people have talked about this. The way resolutions are referred to committees, I'd like to amend this as it's written. I know that the sponsor has agreed to the amendment.
Now, this is it's a referral that the resolutions to committee shall be exclusive authority of the clerk of the legislature.
Shall be the exclusive authority of the clerk of the legislature. So that means if a resolution comes
without
in,
any
Vicky says
no consultation,
no requirement of consultation. It's Vicky's decision. She's best.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay.
Don't ever do that again.
John down here.
Right now it's a little vague as to whether or not Vicky has to take this. It says that the sponsor may suggest it go to committees, and then that puts Vicky in a tough position. This would give her, the authority to just say it goes to laws and rules and law enforcement or X, Y, or Z.
Tracy.
I think that the rules as they currently exist give the clerk that power. I mean, it says that the clerk shall refer the resolution to the committee. It doesn't say that the legislator shall refer. The legislator can ask for a secondary, but I don't mind. I mean, the clarification's fine, and my biggest problem with this resolution in its previous form is what was stricken. So what was stricken made no sense to me, so it makes a lot more sense to me now.
Right.
But I think it always was Vicky's or the clerk's authority. It still reads, though, that a legislator could ask for a secondary committee as well, and that's the legislator's discretion.
Right, but the decision is exclusively hers. I think this makes her feel more comfortable in her decision-making power.
Okay, well, are we going to take this one as part of, a comprehensive one instead of piecemealing it?
Other problem with this particular, in any way, this thing now, according to the new one that I think that the one that Legislator Archer put in was the idea that something has to be voted up or down. This thing right here goes into committee, it can be sent back to committee.
Well, this one has nothing to do with...
I know that, but what I'm saying is one of the major problems I have with the Archer... I'm looking at things from all different...
We're having different rules for different resolutions, basically, is what it's going to be. If a resolution passes committee, it's got one set of rules. If it fails committee, it has a different set of rules. So that's...
It's already that way.
I mean, we're at the point where we're changing the rules like we change our underwear.
It goes to the floor. If a resolution fails committee, the sponsor has so many days to execute a petition of discharge, and then goes...
But a resolution that passes committee can be referred back to committee... And then passed out of committee, and then referred out of committee, and then passed out of committee, and referred to committee. Hang on one second. A resolution that fails can go to the floor, be referred back to the committee, fail the committee again, or pass the committee, either or, go back to the floor, and have to be voted yes or no. To me, if a resolution has to be voted yes or no, it should be every resolution or no resolutions. To pick losing resolutions, to me, makes no sense.
Gives more power to a resolution that loses the committee than one that passes the committee.
Right.
Because that means now you have to vote on that on the floor because it fell out of committee. It got thrown out of committee, and they said they didn't like it. They did a petition to discharge. 8 people signed it. Goes to the committee. Now you have to vote on it. Yes or no.
No,
you have to do
it
within two.
Well, can go back to committee and then come back.
Right. So within 2 months. Let's sit around.
It gives more power to a failed resolution.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah. Can Legislator Roberts speak quick?
Just want to know if we're still on 37 or we're going all over the place.
Yes to both of those things, I think.
Okay. All right. Legislator, do you have want to comment on it?
37.
Legislator Roberts.
No, I just wanted to ask that question, because from what I walked in late, and you guys are talking about stuff that I don't see on here, so...
Right, okay, it's further on.
It's not impacted. It was a petition to discharge.
It failed committee, it was a petition to discharge, and it'll be on the floor for a first reading next week. Or tomorrow.
Let's discuss that under old
That's
business.
Fine.
We can discuss that
That's
under
fine.
Old business, because I actually have a question about it.
I have a question about this one, and I guess the question is to... Council. This is just something I was having a thought of with the...
I'm sorry, when you say this one, you mean...
37.
Okay.
The rules change. A resolution may not be postponed for more than 90 days unless the resolution sponsor agrees to further postponements. Would you read that to be 90 days total or 90 consecutive days? It doesn't say consecutive, so it would be 90 days total.
Correct.
If it was postponed for 90 days... and then defeated, and a petition to discharge was executed, goes to the floor, gets referred back to committee, it could not be postponed again.
Yes. I think that interpretation is legally accurate.
Could we hold off on this resolution until the end of the meeting? I think that the sponsor is trying to get here. He was up at Bel Air today. The chairman was up at Bel Air for Orta. He's here.
Right. He's just not feeling good.
Oh, okay. I would like to amend this to read not more than 90 consecutive days. I think that was the intent. I have a feeling that was the intent anyway.
But can I ask a question about the 90 consecutive days? If it reads 90 consecutive days, then couldn't you postpone it for 30 days?
Petition to discharge, refer back, and postpone it for 90 days again.
Yeah, 60 days or whatever. Yeah. Keep doing that.
No, you could just do that twice under the new rule that Lynn or Legislator Archer has proposed.
Let's sit more closer to the floor.
It's okay. My head's getting a little like Kevin because I feel like
I know. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about, and this goes to Rich's point about rules changes being piecemeal. It goes from one change to the other. How does this one affect that one? That sort of thing. I'm just trying to think through scenarios.
Yeah, and we have to.
I should agree.
I don't see. Maybe I'm missing something.
Give up the seat back.
But I don't see Legislator Archer's.
She's already on the floor. That's not coming to committee.
On the level. I'd do two if it were me.
Which one's on the floor is debatable, but because there's been an amendment to it.
Okay.
And when do you make the amendment?
Before it goes out,
it's
okay.
certainly a gray area.
I think the only day you can't amend I came in the end middle of this. The only day you can't amend something in committee is on the day of the meeting.
The legislative meeting.
Yeah.
No, we'll talk about it in new business.
Want to do it as consecutive days.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that.
Chairman,
I think that's a problem.
I was going to ask you on your rule. I was thinking through a scenario.
Minutes.
This would only allow a resolution to be postponed for 90 days total. I was asking if you'd mind changing that to 90 consecutive days.
That's fine.
Okay.
Can you just clarify what was the circumstance, Ken, that you were worried about in the alternative? I just need to wrap my head around it. I'm sorry.
The twice referral of the petition to discharge. So you can only refer a petition to discharge resolution back to committee once. So if you postponed it for 90 days and then defeated it,
mm-hmm.
or even passed it,
defeated.
Goes to the floor. Gets referred back to committee, the committee's hands are tied at that point. They could not postpone it again.
It shouldn't even come back in front of the committee. It should just go back to the legislature of the next meeting.
Right, but the legislature could vote to refer it back to committee.
The legislature often revotes to refer something back to committee.
But what happens is if the legislature votes to refer it back to committee.
Yes.
If the committee fails it, then what happens?
Petition to discharge.
What if there's already been a petition to discharge on it?
Why?
I think it should go through the process again.
If a resolution passes committee,
mm-hmm.
and then it's referred to committee in the full legislature,
mm-hmm.
then the committee takes it up again.
Right, but what Ken was pointing out
even
was
if,
that
even
with this, yeah.
I'm sorry. Even if a resolution passes.
Passes what?
Committee.
Right.
For the sake of your argument, the resolution passes, committee goes to the floor, gets referred back to committee.
Mm-hmm.
If that resolution has already been postponed,
what do you mean
three
postponed?
Times in committee.
In committee.
That's what this rule's changed does.
Okay, right.
So if the resolution has already been postponed three times in committee, if it gets referred back to committee, the committee's got no choice but to send it back to the floor or defeat it.
And can
which
I
goes to the floor anyway.
Yeah.
I also think, just since you're bringing up all this, Ken, that for example, the last resolution, the policy for attendance, I believe the minutes are going to reflect that you didn't postpone it. You just didn't take action. But
okay.
That has the effect of postponing it because you didn't take action.
Yeah, but this rule's not in place yet.
But I'm saying, what's this rule going to say? Like, instead of, so now if something comes to committee, the committee could say, we're not going to postpone it.
Let's just railroad it through
it
to the floor like we do every
that's
other rule change, you know? Vote it through the paper. It doesn't matter.
I want to clarify. That's why I'm being the devil's advocate and asking. Is it?
I'm not taking action. It's postponing.
Is it? You just, Ken before said, we're not going to postpone it. We're just not going to take action. Those are Ken's words. So
I was making a motion so we could postpone it.
But you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm asking a question. I don't know the answer. But it's something
Let Green have the floor quick. I'm sorry.
Sure,
For that clarification, I wanted to ask Kathy.
Is the question,
if the committee takes no action, is that
equal
the same
to postponing
it?
In fact, yes. Is it the same legal effect? That I don't know. I'd have to...
And maybe we should just change the word.
That might be something we have to address.
We should change the word to keep it in committee. It cannot be kept in committee for more than 90 days.
Consecutive days.
90 consecutive days. Must be released from committee more than...
Yeah.
Must be released for committee for an up or down vote, whatever.
Hmm. All right. Well, there's a motion and a second. Legislator Ronk amended it. All in favor?
We got the amendment, yes. But we got to change that word.
Oh, we can amend it here.
Yeah.
Right, because you're... All right, all in favor of the amendment.
Excuse me, is this for 36?
No.
37.
Which one is this?
This is the no postponing for more than 90 days, but now it's going to read 90 consecutive days.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion, Ken's amendment, which Fawn has. All in favor of the amendment.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm opposed.
So carried 4-2. Okay. Now on the resolution.
I think we need to amend that still. In other words, the resolution may not be kept in committee or something like that. I mean, a resolution must be acted on within 90 days. What do you think, Cap?
To answer the Legislator Green's question. Generally, Robert's rule says this, that a postponement is to a certain time.
So no.
So.
No.
So if you don't act, it's just in limbo. It's not postponed.
That's not equivalent. No action and a postponement are not really
correct.
Equivalent.
At a certain time.
So the majority on a committee could take no action on something indefinitely, and even a ban on postponing indefinitely would not apply.
There is a motion to postpone indefinitely.
In our rules. I don't believe there is one in Robert's rules, is there?
Our
rules listed as a possible motion to postpone something indefinitely.
That's interesting.
Okay, so Dave, what are you looking to do?
Well, I'm thinking that instead of using it, in other words, right now it's written in the negative, shall we say. We could write it in the positive and saying that a resolution must be acted on or voted on up or down.
Any resolution.
Voted on, any resolution must be voted on up or down.
Yep.
Within 91 days.
Whether it passes committee or fails committee.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
And if it fails committee, then you can get the petition to discharge and go through that.
And then that...
But it's still going to read consecutive days, right? 90
yeah.
consecutive days.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that would render your Legislator Archer's resolution moot, basically. This would just be the same as your resolution. It would just add all resolutions. Even ones that pass or fail.
Yeah.
So you want to say a resolution must be acted upon... Within 91 days?
Well, the acted upon, I'm sorry to interrupt. The acted upon, if you just to reach your aim, the acted upon is going to have to say in the affirmative or negative because postponing is acting upon.
Right, that's correct.
So I don't know what the language you want to use, but to reach that.
A resolution may not remain in committee for more than 90 consecutive days unless the resolution sponsors agrees to further postponements. How's that?
That's fine.
Can I make a comment? Why don't we just do what we used to do? One legislator can submit a resolution, and if it's referred to the committee within a certain period, if it's acted on at that meeting, that's great. If it's referred back to committee, it's got 60 or 90 days to be back to the floor, and it has to be a yes or no. This gets rid of the petition at discharge, which is...
I think
at least because anybody will do a petition to discharge because it doesn't matter. Even if I don't support something, I'll sign a petition to discharge to get it to the floor of the legislature.
Not necessarily. I mean, I didn't execute it. I didn't ask for a petition to discharge when my charter amendment failed last year.
Yeah, but you could have, and people would have signed it.
I could have, but at that point, it didn't make sense.
I don't see what the big deal is. One person puts a resolution, and that was always so unique about the legislature. Where it can't get bottled up in committee, people can't keep it off the floor.
Well,
somebody wants to vote that the sky is yellow tomorrow, then you vote, then you put a resolution in saying the sky is yellow.
The very rules they worked before.
Dave, did they work for the whole time you've been here?
I know, but you were one of the people who complained.
No, I like that rule.
Yes, you used to complain. You said because the committee had no standing then because it automatically
came to. But they don't anyway. The committee doesn't because if a committee fails something, seven people sign it, it's on the floor, which is okay. You might as well just make it submit a resolution.
Rich, you know, the trouble with that rule is that you guys are citing that it existed in everybody's mind, but I don't think it ever existed on paper.
It didn't.
Yeah, so, yeah, and we went through a lot of trouble last year, and everybody could have sat in here and joined in the meetings.
Oh, it was longer ago than last year, but I know we were...
2 years ago, whatever it was, last term, and we sat in here for days and weeks and probably months trying to get this right.
Two sets of months, actually.
But, you know,
and we probably overlooked a few things.
Well,
it's
obvious people aren't happy and they want some changes.
Well,
so if we're going to make changes, we might as well just...
Well, the problem is people don't like the way a vote happens and now they got to change the rules. And that part I don't agree with.
Yep.
This part here, this makes sense. Keeping things that shouldn't be bottled up because, like we said before... They were not bottled up in committee before because they had to come out. Within a certain amount of period, they came out.
Well, the intention of the petition to discharge and requiring everything to go through a committee was to address what you're saying.
Right.
That's why we did it that way, because things could always get bottled up.
But I think we also need to create some type of a rule that there's no rule changes except for once a year. They happen on July at the July meeting of the legislature.
Well, it certainly should be comprehensive.
I mean, really, because you know what's happened. If somebody don't like the way a vote happens, they put in a new rule change.
And then it's incumbent on the legislature to act in accordingly on that.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's get back to the Legislator Green. Legislator Green's got the floor, and then you're next.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that I think the greatest danger is resolutions that are, you know, forced to be voted on one way or another, that are still half-baked. You know, to
right, exactly. That's somebody's opinion, half-baked.
Well,
your opinion may be different than Dave's. So half-baked is an opinion, just like anything else we vote on.
Well, let me just finish if I could. So, you know, I am really concerned about doing this. Petition to discharge, to me, makes sense. But
what doesn't make sense on this resolution to you?
What doesn't make sense is there's sometimes different things take different amounts of time. It took 10 months to get people to understand the value of the Energy Improvement Corporation. And nobody was rushing that because there were very good concerns brought up.
But Nana, that's why it says that the sponsor can let it stay in forever. And that was the whole point. The sponsor didn't want it to go through because they wanted it done properly.
Good point.
It's a very well-written resolution.
Can I just read? We have a chance to read what the resolution. So the resolution right now would read that a resolution may not remain in committee for more than 90 consecutive days unless the resolution sponsor agrees to further postponements. That's how that'll start.
I make that amendment.
And the rest will remain the same. Yes. Made by Ron, seconded by Donaldson.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Can I just...
All right, we want to get going on.
I know, but just to be clear, I don't know, and you can. It would really be for Kathy. I don't know if you want to, because after that sentence, it uses the word postponed a couple times. I don't know if you want to...
We're good.
Consistent.
We can always amend it on the floor next
we could,
week.
No, hold
you
on.
Know what I'm saying?
Agrees to a further length of time.
No, further postponements is fine, but it says when a resolution has been postponed. So if it hadn't been postponed, if it just happened to be sitting there. You know
when
I mean?
A resolution has remained in committee for 90 days. Just, so, yeah.
Well,
so in addition.
Okay. Not whatever. But
yeah.
Just to be consistent, probably.
When a resolution remains in committee.
Yeah, so I would just add the proper tense of remained.
Remained in committee for 91 days.
You know, where it has remained instead of has been postponed.
Mm-hmm. So when a resolution remains in committee for 91 consecutive days, it shall be immediately placed upon the agenda of the next regular monthly meeting?
No. You'd have to vote on it in committee.
When it has remained in committee.
Well, yeah, regular monthly meeting of the committee. Yeah, that's what
yeah, regular monthly meeting in committee.
Of the committee where it has remained.
It must be voted on.
Where it has.
There must be an affirmative or a negative vote on it.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I'm more concerned with, things like that. In other words, we're staying in committee. That kind of, you know, if you don't want it there, then what if you? In other words, the whole point is, if you really want to make sure that your policy or whatever you're attempting to do, you'll probably want it to stay in committee.
Yeah.
You know, because you want it to do that. But if it's just a point of that, there's somebody just saying, "Oh, I want to stop this," and they just keep stopping it. Well,
it takes more than one person to stop it.
The committee take three, and they commit whatever the number is.
Yeah, in this committee it would take, you know, if the whole committee's here, three.
Okay, so is that an amendment? Let's sit around.
Can we just read it one more time?
A resolution may not remain in committee for more than 90 consecutive days unless the resolution sponsor agrees to further postponements. When a resolution remains in committee for 91 consecutive days, it shall be immediately placed on the agenda of the next regular monthly meeting of the committee where it has remained, whereupon the resolution shall be either moved out of committee or defeated therein.
Okay. There's a motion. That's Ken's. Dave, you seconded it?
Yeah, I seconded it.
You changed from more than 90 to 91?
No, that was there.
91 was there.
91 is the
day 91.
Day.
It gets sent to. It gets automatically put on the agenda.
Just, and
the
it's going to sound lawyery, but you might just want to put next. You know, the next business day. If 91 is Christmas or Easter or Sunday,
But no, it just it goes to the committee that month. In other words, it just automatically gets thrown on the agenda.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be on the 91st. It's any time after the 91st.
May take place.
Okay. All in favor?
20 days later.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed, Kevin. And Bannon? Yeah.
Okay.
So you're opposed, Bannon?
Carried 4-2. Okay. Now, on the resolution.
Mr. Chair?
Last
year,
a deadline on resolutions with the petition to discharge, or with resolutions defeated in committees of 120 days. It passed your overall rule change. Legislator Lauren put a resolution in to do away with that 120-day. Now we're getting back to micromanaging more and giving more deadlines. I don't think it's a good thing. I think the committee process should play itself out.
I agree. But
we're not
listen.
Vote no on this.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you, but you know, everybody's throwing stuff in, and we'll do that. Okay, all in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, carried 4-2. Okay, resolution 110, amending the rules of order by the legislature regarding voting in committee by ex officio committee members.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any discussion?
I 100% there. I don't think that I've ever disagreed with a rules change as much as I disagree with this one. If there was ever a case of what I see as, we were just talking about when, somebody see something they don't like happening, then they put in a rules change to change it. And that's, that's what I see here, unless there's something I'm not aware of. I mean, we've never had a problem with the chairman being ex officio on committees. It helps with quorum. It helps with, passing resolutions if there's people not present at committee meetings. And it's a power that, a very large number of legislative chairmen. Actually, in Dutchess County, the chairman, majority leader, and minority leader are all ex officio on all the committees. So,
I'm against this also.
Okay. Did you like to say anything?
Yeah, to me, being an ex officio member and having the ability to sit and vote to break a tie, I felt that would have been more appropriate. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think being able to vote on committees when you're an ex officio member, you are in effect circumventing the committee system. If you're trying to make a quorum using them, then you really have the problem with the members not showing up. It's not the rules.
Well, we've had that.
No, let's come on. We get on the floor. Lauren's got the floor.
I'm just saying. I think that any individual. That can create a tie to make something fail, it should never be in place. I don't think, because what you're doing by having a voting ex officio member is you're saying, guess what, you have the ability, not that I'm saying it would happen, but they have the ability to take every single resolution and create a tie. Suppose the committee votes to pass something.
Okay.
Wait, hear me out.
I'm hearing you.
No, Legislator Donaldson's next.
Providing everybody shows up.
All right.
Everybody shows up.
Let him finish.
You have that individual has the ability to create a tie. They don't have the, because they're voting.
It doesn't matter.
Right? So what happens in that case, for example, suppose the entire committee shows up and votes, and they vote to pass something, and the ex officio member disagrees, so they vote against it. Okay, so now it becomes 3-3. Because you would have, if the committee was comprised of five, two voted against it, three voted for it, under normal circumstances, it would pass. But if the ex officio member gets to vote, and they decide to vote against it, they've created a tie. And I personally have an issue with that.
Okay. Legislator Donaldson and Legislator
Donaldson. All right, now, as you know, we originally did this when I was the chairman, because we were sometimes having trouble with getting a quorum at points, and so as a result, I was always here. And the chairman should have the ability to vote. He should have the ability to vote to create a tie, or break a tie, either or. I mean, that's the power of the position. And to weaken the position makes no sense to me. You know, like you pointed out, most counties, they have something of this nature just the way we have it, not with this. It's the idea. That's the point of the committees. Mm-hmm. Then that's the point of them being on a committee. That's the very point. What you're telling me, they shouldn't have a voice? Well, maybe you don't like the way they vote on ones on some time, but, you know, hey, don't change the rules for it. So,
okay, let's set a rank.
I struggle to understand why you're doing this now. I mean, this has been a rule since 2009.
It's been a rule since the 60s.
No, 2008.
Or Todd would sit in a meetings and break
the tie. Yes. The resolution was...
originally, what
it would raise the quorum.
Originally, what would happen is what
the chairman always got to vote.
Yeah, but what the problem was, like, okay, for instance,
Legislator Ronk's got the table.
I'll explain it. The problem back then was that if there was a 5-member committee and 2 people showed up and the chairman came, they couldn't do any business because
the
at that point
went
the
up
quorum
there, yes.
rose.
You needed
okay.
4 now.
Okay, Dave.
I struggle to understand. I mean, the timing of this now. That's my biggest issue. If it's always been a problem, why are we, fixing something that was broken in 2011? Assuming it's broken, why are we fixing something that was broken in 2008 and 2015?
Okay, Legislator Green.
Okay, so my one concern is that. It doesn't seem to me that the chairman should be able to create a quorum. I think if people don't show up at a meeting...
But that's not what this resolution says.
No, I see it as...
Well, the old thing, right?
Let me finish, please. I see it as
but
a missing...
talk about the resolution.
Okay. Well, I don't know whether I should propose an amendment or not, but I do think that the chairman should be able to vote if there is a quorum to break a tie. But I think to create a tie or to create a quorum gives inordinate power to the chair.
That's not what this resolution says.
Who already gets to appoint the people on the committees. So I have a real problem with the situation as it is. I don't care how long it's existed.
Okay. Point of order, Legislator Green. With all due respect, you talked about 2 issues that are not even on the resolution. You didn't
address. Which she wants to change it. So.
Well, but she didn't make an amendment. She's talking.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about the resolution. Keep it to the resolution. I'm going to speak quick. Want to speak quick. Legislator Lauren talks about, well, if the chairman can come in or chairperson can come in and change a vote. At the end of the day, the chairperson is supported by the majority of legislators, all right? So that chairperson is speaking for the majority of the legislators. They've been entrusted. I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican 10 years ago, 8 years ago, or 10 years in the future. When that person has been entrusted by the majority of the legislators, whether you voted yes or no or I voted yes or no for the person, they have the ability to do things. And to try to change it, you've been on this legislature 20 years, and this is the first time I've ever heard you say it. And it's just funny that because some of the votes maybe haven't gone the way that some people don't like, we got to take rules in here to try to pick a piece, to try to change the whole body that this place has been. And it's done a relatively good job for many, many years. So I'm against it.
I want to clear something up for Mana. And I understand what you're saying. Maybe you shouldn't be able to create the quorum by that person being here. And I can understand, people should show up at the committee meetings. But sometimes things happen. And I know what happened was a number of times we weren't able to act on something that really had to be acted on then. Because the committee didn't have a quorum. We had one where there was a snowstorm, and it was 2 people showed up, but we were supposed to act on certain things for money in order to get, so as a result, I was able to be here because I was, I lived 2 blocks from here. So that's one of the reasons why they did it, was the idea that you could still act. And, it is up to, that's the way I am. So I'm against this, but
let's vote.
Over the vote.
Let's sit around. Last comment.
And this... The portion of it where it says that the chairperson, the presence of the chairperson at such meeting will not increase the number of votes necessary to pass a particular matter unless all sitting members are present. It was actually the Republican minority that fought to have that last part in there because we didn't want a case where there was a full committee meeting and the chairman could come in and sit down at the table and create a tie with the full committee there. That was a concern, that we had that back in 2008 that caused us to put that last clause in there. Right now, if this committee is all present, Chairman Parity comes in, which we are, the chairman could not create a tie at this table because the chairman's presence at the table increases the number necessary for quorum.
Well, it does create a tie.
It does now because we're all here.
Okay.
Just, it's kind of ironic. We're in the business, whether we like it or not, of politics. And Rich, what you said before is absolutely right. Regardless of who is sitting in that seat, sometimes they may not want a resolution to move forward because it's not adequate, it's not properly thought out, at least in their opinion. And it can't stay there forever. That's what we're talking about now. So, it's perfectly understandable in the realm of real honest to goodness politics.
Yeah, and I can keep, as a chairman of a committee, I can keep a resolution off of the agenda, and there's no recourse except to suspend the rules and have two-thirds of the people. So, you want to change rules, let's change those rules.
Well, that's in Lynn's. That's in the one that was...
That's in Lynn's.
Yeah, the one that was...
Yeah, but everything should be done in an organized manner, not piecemeal.
Which, I agree with
you.
Which one did she take out?
Three or four different resolutions. Silly.
It can't be two chairs. That's out.
Okay, let's call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Lost 1-5 and 1-4. Okay, we're going to take 130 out of order. Adopting a proposed local law... A local law established automatic re-canvassing procedure for the County of Ulster. Is there a motion?
I'll move. Second.
Legislator Roberts' motion. Legislator Ronk second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'll say something about it. I don't understand why there has been such a... fight by some people in the Board of Elections not to do this when it's done in many other places, including New York City. And, my take on it is if the election's that close, there should be an automatic recount because a candidate shouldn't have to go hire an attorney to make sure they get the recount. And that's the problem here, So that means they have to, and then not only that, but what about the public? What about the public saying, "Oh, wait a minute, my guy lost by one vote." Well, was that really true? Was it something lost in the machine? You'd have to wonder sometimes. So my take on it is this is a common sense thing that we should be doing, and if it costs us a few more bucks, it costs us a few more bucks. We spend a lot of money as it is on that, so a few more bucks aren't going to hurt us.
This is a rock.
I can tell you that I've spoken to our elections commissioner, and he's coming to our caucus. He didn't feel it was his place to go to the legislature and advocate for or against this. The way he said it to me is that he's got concerns about bringing optical scan ballots into the realm of voter intent. Having lawyers sitting around the table saying, well, what did the voter really mean to do here when they circled this or when they put the stray mark over here or et cetera, et cetera. He refuted to me the assertion that it would cost a lot of money. He said that it would cost comp time at the Board of Elections, that they'd have to deal with the comp time, but they would be using their own employees to do the recount. They wouldn't be hiring people at an astronomical cost. But the concern is things such as the hanging chads. If the voter circled the name, or if the voter there's a stray mark somewhere inside somebody else's box or things of that nature. you know, I'm inclined to support it. I don't think it does harm. I think that it, the only thing it could do is help make sure that the optical scan elections are legitimized.
The difference is, though, with these and the punch ones are different.
Right. I have a quick question for you, an entry. Actually, an indictment entry. If it's a state race or a federal race and the judge orders a recount, are the election commissioners making a decision on the optical scans?
The judge orders a recount of the op scan ballots?
Yeah, because in state and federal races, right, they can be reviewed, right? Is that correct?
You know, Rich, this one here is only for Ulster County.
No, I know that. I know that.
He's asking about what if a judge
like when Tyzak and Amador were 10 or 15 or 20 votes apart, were those votes recounted?
I mean, I've never seen
They were not.
Really?
And they wouldn't be because
I thought the state
a lot of his constituency is out of Ulster County, or a lot of the other lady's constituency was out.
I know that. I'm just asking. So there's no case in New York right now for state or federal races to recount the ones that have been scanned.
Have they never been recounted?
That's what I'm asking.
Well, I can't answer that. New York City does recount them, and I think.
So in New York City, that's all I'm asking. Has it been done?
Not that I've seen. I mean, I can tell you I was involved this past year in an election where the race ended up after absentees separated by 38 votes out of 33,000 cast, and there was no court-mandated, state-ordered
optical
recount
scans.
On that.
Nobody checked those ballots?
No.
Interesting. I thought they did in state and federal races.
They do the regular whatever audit their Board of Elections does. Like Columbia County does a 100% hand count of all their ballots.
Even
now they're smaller. All the optical scan.
But that's after the vote is certified.
No, that's how they certify.
That's how they certify their election.
So that's I just asked you.
But they hire a bunch of people to come.
But
in
who makes
for
the decision?
Weeks. That's a decision of their board, I think.
That was my question then. So basically, if Tom is saying he doesn't want the, do you understand what I'm getting at?
I do, and that's my following question.
What I'm getting at is, if Tom Turco is saying that, in my interpretation of what you said is, they don't want to be responsible for deciding the optical ballots, whether they're a legal circle or not legal circle.
It's been
done in Columbia County all the time.
I'm not saying that they don't want to be the ones to decide. There's a concern that bringing the lawyers in could make a really tricky situation in a larger county like ours. Columbia County is a much smaller county than ours.
Right, but they still have thousands. They still got 80,000 people.
He was against anything. He just has concerns.
Correct.
And I understand.
And Tom's not. I want to make sure.
Let me just give you an example. I don't feel well today, but I was going to bring down my props. If I had 10 pizza boxes here, and I X'd out cheese, sausage, mushroom, and I circled anchovy and went through the rest of it, and you put it in a scanner, our scanner, the scanners that count our ballot, the ones that were X'd out would be counted, the one that you circled would not be counted.
Would you get an error message on the machine as an inspector?
I don't know. I don't think so. Now, let me, and I just want to say one other thing, Kenny, because if it's necessary, I'll come to your caucus just for kicks.
You're welcome.
But I just want to say that a number of years ago, and I think this says something, because if you saw the letter I wrote to Kevin Cahill about it, it's not something that I dreamed up the other night. You know, I believe 2006, but I'm not sure. Kevin Costello and the Republicans ran a very aggressive write-in campaign on the independence line. Very aggressive write-in campaign on the independence line. And it's very difficult in the old way. You know, you got to raise the level and write it in. And if you raise the... And I can remember telling Paul, because I believe this, if somebody came into that... Now, Paul was on the ballot, right? Paul Van Blarkum. Kevin Costello went out and got
opportunity
the signatures, the opportunity to ballot. Yeah. I told Paul, win, lose, or draw, any place that I see Kevin Costello, I'm counting it.
I'm counting it. And Paul goes, it's okay with me. And I'll have to tell you, they may not be able to remember, but I was very happy with myself. You know, Bill West was there, and I think Sonaga and a couple of guys, and they said after the first day, John, this is pretty amazing. We thank you very much, and I walked out and never came back again. And Paul did win. But I mean, I believe that if you went to there, and it's the same thing I'm talking about now, if you went to there, raised the level, or did something, and wrote the name in Kevin or Costello, I don't give a rest, but what line it was in.
Right.
I believe that was pretty evident that was voter intent.
Right.
And that's why, and I've been doing this, if you saw the letter, since 08, and it hasn't changed, and I think there's no downside to it. There's nobody that has guaranteed me that the ballots as recorded are absolutely perfect, that there right. could be no mistake. And
well, Tracy and Andy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, hearing what you said about Tom, I mean, I'd almost be curious to hear him, because when Vic came to our caucus, he made it sound like, I mean, it's almost as if his argument, I don't want to mischaracterize it, was based on the 3% recount, there's never a mistake. There would never, according to him, there would never be a time, he said, in all those recounts, there was never a time where they saw a circle and they didn't count
Tracy.
It. Let me say, I support this.
Okay, just so but you know, just let me say this.
Yeah, but they
took the ballot out, the anchovy ballot,
yeah.
in the audit, it would not record it.
Right, and that's why I was confused by what Vic's saying, and now Tom Turco is talking about interpreting intent, which only makes me support this more, because I totally support voter intent. Yeah. And let me say also that you know, case law, because yeah. I ran not in an election, but we did a public referendum, and our town supervisor fought us on it, and it was all on signatures, and it was all on intent. And when we went to court, the judge was like, he over-explained it. He said, listen, if you brought those signatures on the back of apple crates all messed up, and we could verify that those people meant to sign that, we'd count it, because it's about intent. You don't want to disenfranchise a single voter. Mm-hmm. So I'm just confused with the Tom Turco message yeah. versus the Vic Work message. Like,
Tom's got the message.
Tracy's got the words
in his mouth.
Do you know what I'm saying? You heard Vic Work.
Before Ken speaks,
he's not against it. He just says, I don't like to open up the new balance to interpretation.
I just want to speak on the Democratic commissioners. They came to a committee meeting about 4 months ago when it's first proposed. I don't know. I think most of us were here. I don't know if you're here, Legislative Green or Legislative.
Yeah, they told us things.
They told us 4 or 5 things that were totally not true. And 5 days later, they sent a letter saying we were incorrect on this. We were incorrect on this. It was the most disappointing thing I ever saw to have election commissioners that honestly, I don't believe totally understand their jobs at all. And a second thing, I don't even know if they're opposed to it. I think they're being told to be opposed to it because of budget restraints and just the fact that it's somebody else's idea. So there is some pressure for them to be against it. So not because they're against it.
And then I'll leave.
Okay.
And then I'll leave. If you have a problem and you want to go to court, it costs you $400 and some to walk in the door down there.
That doesn't count the attorney.
And then you've got to go get your attorneys and everything else. This, now you, I think you all saw it with Jay sent around. Yeah. Most of them are...
It's in their
small things, and you don't need an attorney. You have your own commissioner there advocating for you. So, you know, what's his name there? Lanny Walter stood up and said, this is a bonanza of attorneys. He just was dead wrong.
No, it might be.
It might be.
But in some cases, I understand. It might be. But, you know, you're putting me out of business.
Okay, right. Let's set it right here. We're going to call the question.
Yeah, can I just to... To the full recount in Columbia County, that is partly in response. They were one of the counties that signed on to the anti-OpScan lawsuit, and I think that this is a portion of their ongoing rebellion against mm-hmm. the OpScan mm-hmm. machines. Mm-hmm. It's not like they decide, oh, this is the best way to do it.
But you know, the error in the right way, even if it's a bit of personal beef.
Now. To the audit, what you said, Tracy, what you said that Vic said about the audit, it's never been wrong. Mm-hmm. That's probably not wrong information. But when you're doing the audit, you're not doing, you know, is this a vote or is that a vote? You're assessing the should right. you know did the machine count
right.
it?
Yes.
Right. Or did the machine not count right, it? And if it's not filled out properly, the machine shouldn't have counted it.
But a judge might count
it. Wait, can I just understand then? So, using your example, John, in an audit, if someone circles Kevin Roberts instead of going like that, and you look at that in the audit, you're telling me that they're going to look and they're going to see the circle on Kevin Roberts and they're going to go, yep, it didn't count it. That's right.
That's right. That's correct. That's correct.
Are you kidding me? Someone needs to say that more clearly because...
Making sure the computer and the paper match up. It doesn't matter what the voter's intent was. It doesn't matter if they were
I honestly do not think that that was clearly articulated, and I think that is the most compelling argument for this.
Well, as I said,
this local law that I've heard. I mean, that's preposterous.
Pizza boxes.
Yeah, I know, right. I got you, it, but I was like, you, I didn't you, think that's what he was yeah. saying.
The guy
I thought
coming
he was
in
saying
for the anchovy pie, I never would have made it because it wasn't in my order sheet.
But I have to say, if I were standing there and I saw 10 circles Kevin Roberts, not these kind of circles,
you would want them counted.
I would say, this is crazy. They have to be counted. That's like, they might be wrong, but, I mean, they might have done it wrong, but they intended for it to be Kevin. I mean, someone might actually do a whole ballot completely wrong and have nothing counted.
And they very well could.
Jay just makes one more good point about this. At that point, you're hoping that one of Kevin Roberts' machines is pulled into the 3% audit, because it's not 3% of every race, it's 3% of all the races.
No, but that wouldn't matter in the audit. Because that's a no vote, and the machine would show no vote. A judge is the only one that would rule that, or the two election commissioners.
Even if the circles were counted, at that point you're hoping that Roberts' race is picked, or, you know,
but the even if is the big problem. If that's the case, that's a big issue.
Let's sit agreeing.
I understood that if the ballot was marked wrong, it automatically got sent into a pile that got counted manually.
No.
That's not true.
And at the meeting 2 months ago, and then we'll call a question, Victor and Tim stood up and said, if you leave somebody blank, because if somebody's running unopposed, I generally won't vote for them. It always will spit it out and make sure. They sat here in a meeting and told us that's how Ulster County did it. And then when we questioned them 2 days later, they sent a letter. That was one of the things. We didn't know that. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know that stood in front of this committee.
I knew it.
And Jay knew it. You know, Jay and Dad knew it. They did not know it. They sat here telling us those were spit out and you had another opportunity to vote for the person.
I remember in the first discussion of those machines.
Quite frankly, why don't you move the question?
Yeah, let's move it.
I don't feel good. I got to go. But, you know, why would anybody?
Yeah,
and I respect Tom's position. Yeah. I really do.
And he's held it the entire time.
Yes. I really do. But other than that,
and to be clear about Commissioner Turco's position on this, he told me personally, and I'm sure he's going to tell the caucus tomorrow night. If we choose to move in this direction, he's not going to oppose it, and he'll make it work.
I would just think
if you were the commissioner of elections, it would be every bit of your being to want every vote that was intended to be cast.
It should be the commissioner's job. You're not allowed to, by law.
Well,
we're giving them the no, but what Tracy's saying, they should be advocating for it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
They should be advocating to give them the power.
Confused by this whole.
Okay. Call the question. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
I'm going to vote yes for now and reserve the,
you can,
the
tomorrow,
right.
Today's
to,
vote means yep. nothing.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's vote is what counts.
Having been through a very close election on multiple occasions.
I think my name should be on here twice because yes. I'm my 2013 friend.
Everybody passed this?
Yep. Okay. Number 111, voting for commissioners for the periodic review, compensation committee.
Yeah, I'll move that.
Kevin Roberts moved it.
Feel better.
I got it. I'll second it. Legislator Donaldson seconded it.
Yeah, there were some point. There were some concerns about, you know, Robert being on it because you and your dad are elected officials. I mean, I share the concern to some degree, but the problem is I've been trying to reach out for somebody and I haven't been able to find anybody. I've made a couple of phone calls. Are you concerned about it?
You know what? I've known your brother a long time, and if anything, he'd be even tougher on you than...
I mean,
which
one,
is true.
If I could... One of the things about this, you know, I had the same reaction when I thought about it. I was like, oh, maybe that's not good. But this commission would meet to decide the salaries for the next legislature.
Right.
Or
right.
The next, you know, if they would, they couldn't.
Well, they're only an advisory committee too.
They are an advisory committee, but still, but they wouldn't be for the sitting legislature. They'd be in the next legislature, and you know, the two members of the Parity family who are on the legislature now wouldn't necessarily be in the next legislature. They talk about these things in the abstract and in the technical, whereas you know. Where are we with the mean? Where are we with the median? Where are we with our region? You know, there aren't like individual, you know, matters that come before it. And, you know, and again, like Kevin said, I've always known Robert to be very objective. So.
I can't imagine anyone questioning Robert's credibility or objectiveness. I mean in the highest regard. I mean, I think I would have total faith in Robert. I would suspect that with the Railroad Advisory Board, didn't we get a Board of Ethics opinion about whether there was a conflict? I mean, is
well,
someone
was,
might end
let's
up
face
asking
reality
for,
what that was about. We
I don't remember
about.
What it was about.
It was about they want to do discredit the railroad in any way they could.
Yeah,
that was
but
what
was
it was about.
What
it was the idea that the members of the railroad could not be
oh,
on
they were, they
the
were
members of the advisory board.
Right.
They still would not, they couldn't.
They couldn't be a
they couldn't vote anyway. I mean, they could. They were advisories. They're on there, and it was just a matter of that was something that was seemed to be fine for 20 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, when he decided to sell those rails, and it didn't happen.
When somebody wants to
exchange.
When Kevin Cahill kicks your butt and you need somebody else to fight with, then you
right.
go after you know. Somebody else. Just to start a fight, that's all he does.
Well, really, I'm not doing that, but I mean, that's what it was about, that part of it, which is a little troublesome to me, but
like,
I mean, that's another
Kevin
issue.
Kicked the crap out of Mike tonight.
But having said that, I mean, there really is no conflict, but I can understand that some people can feel that there's appearance there, and I that's
and they do salaries beyond the legislature. They do salaries beyond the legislature,
right?
They
do
small salaries.
But what I'm asking is, who would be the final arbiter if some people think there's a conflict? Some people don't. Some people don't. Wouldn't it be the Board of Ethics that would be the final arbiter of whether or not there is a conflict?
But you know what? The thing is this is advisory only. So
if it's gonna get to the Board of Ethics, I mean,
Mike will bring it to the Board of Ethics.
I know.
There's no doubt Mike
will
bring it. Who cares? Let him bring it.
Yeah, I don't know. I would
and they're his
spare,
appointees.
I would spare the legislature. I don't know.
That's what I'm getting at. I think that's what's going
well,
on.
I made phone calls to try to get
some use himself
case,
over something that is directly.
One just called me because
yeah,
I have Barry
Bishop. It seems
I figured
like.
I'd call him. See if he was interested in it.
Yeah.
This happens himself on all legislative the time. Salaries into the other
yeah,
ones. Yeah, if it's, you know, a family member or something, he recuses himself from the race.
That's a good point. He could abstain on the vote. As it relates to legislative salaries, you could leave the room when they discuss legislative salaries.
Isn't that one of the major charges, though?
It's all elected officials.
And
right.
Yeah, don't they do more than elected?
They do us, they do the executive, they do the comptroller, they do the sheriff, they do the clerk.
And the
ones that aren't set by state law. The DA is set by state law tied to the judges' salaries.
Right. And then they... Now, what about, they don't do department head stuff
no.
at all, right? They don't do any of that. That was
Those are set by local law for us.
The original one, the first compensation review board did that at the beginning when we were changing over. We were doing that with the charter.
I mean, every 2 years that this commission comes forward with a recommendation that either we get paid the same or we lose benefits, even though every year they say we're less than the median, less than the
median. I mean, if we're going to get on the issue of conflict of interest,
we all have a conflict of interest. I work for Verizon. Ulster County probably pays them $100,000 a year in bills. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ken Wishnick is a real estate agent. He's on the Economic Development Committee voting on economic development
He's
projects.
Not anymore.
Well, he was, but still, is that a conflict of interest? Probably to some degree it is. And, man, I'm not trying to pick on you, but you work for environmental groups. Is it a conflict, you voting in environmental issues? I don't think you do it for a conflict, but I think you could say, you know, if you work for a living doing something and then you're passing rules and making recommendations for policy on something, everything we do is a conflict of interest. So if we're going to pick one thing that because his brother and his father...
No, you know, I don't think that's...
Then let's do it for everybody. Let's keep.
I don't think that's...
Then I shouldn't be on Ways and Means because I'm voting to pay bills. The Verizon bill where I'm an employee. But I'm just saying, after a while...
I agree.
Can, you know,
it becomes crazy. I'm just saying, you're the one who said take it, because that's what I was thinking. Taken to its logical extent, if it passes, I expect that someone,
Mike will.
Not me, is going to bring.
Listen,
it to
Mike
the,
threw his wife off of the youth bureau board. You know, Mike is looking for.
Oh yeah,
you know,
he threw
Robert's wife.
Robert's,
not Mike. Mike.
Robert's wife. Mike threw Robert's wife off the youth board. I didn't tell her until it was a meeting. You know, so give me a break. I mean, he wants to.
And,
if he hasn't had a fight in 2 weeks, he'll start a fight over this.
Why he did it? He said because you know
so
he actually came out and said it to me. He said, you know, he's sick of the parodies talking bad about him. Okay.
No, and she invited Kevin Cahill to come speak at one of the meetings.
Well,
that's what got him kicked off about programs for youth in the community. That's what got her kicked off.
Nonetheless,
because Kevin was invited.
We're getting a little bit away.
Okay. Yeah. All in favor of 111.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Okay, 112. I move it.
Second.
Any discussion?
Well, I'm doing it because it's the chairman, normally the chairman serves as this, but the chairman, of course, his daughter works for the jury board, so it would be. And actually, it won't meet.
Really?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, just not met last year. The person
we met
appointed.
Last year. It was chosen. So in reality, it's going to be
Paul
probably
O'Neill,
four
right?
years yeah. before it meets again anyway. So it's really...
the jury board picks the commissioner of jurors. It's made up of the
and I could,
county
so I could,
court
but
judge.
But I can still put it in my resume,
judge,
right?
The chair of the legislature.
He does a great
okay.
job.
He does.
I was say because I've served on jury.
So you have
here.
To recuse yourself from this vote, yes?
No.
No?
Only if you have a financial interest are rules of the legislature. This is a volunteer board.
Yeah.
Mandy Jo, Tracy voted for herself to be on the Soil and Water Board. I mean,
so did I. Although I wanted to vote against it.
Okay, all in favor.
Well, Tracy did made herself that large
yeah,
member.
Our rules only say if you have
a
financial interest,
shady.
you can recuse. Otherwise, you have
to listen to the minutes of the.
You know, and
it would be less
shady. No financial interest.
It would be less
shady.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's none. Whether we make $10,000, $2,000,
I'll move Resolution 129 for discussion.
Second.
Okay.
What is
any discussion?
I'm against it for reasons previously stated many times. But Tracy's going to give me all the styrofoam when she's done with it.
And can I by the way,
I'm not going to throw it in the river, I promise.
Somebody brought something up, and I'll support this, but somebody brought something up which was kind of interesting. I think it was Jim Maloney. And it did...
Prime rib with extra gravy?
No, what he did was, he...
That was true.
No, what he talked about the idea of when you order something, like, online. Like, I don't know if anybody's ever played disc golf.
Yes.
All right, I played disc golf.
It's
kind of
like
gonna,
Ultimate Frisbee, Ultimate
yeah,
Golf.
It's a fun game. I like to play it, so, anyway, I ordered because I played in Sarasota where they have water hazards, and I lost 3 discs in the water hazard, so I ordered these ones that will float. Because you pay money for these damn things, like $10-$15 each, and you throw in 3 of them in the damn water. But anyway, when they came, that was 3 of them, maybe that thick all together with the 3 of them, and they were in this box this big. And I, all filled with styrofoam curlies.
Yep.
It drives me crazy.
That's Tracy's next
one
thing she's
going
to
yeah.
A lot of them are biodegradable, though. A lot of them, if you put water on them, they disappear. They're made out of... My son uses them.
You could tell the difference. Yeah, not a lot. The green ones you can actually eat. They're made from potato. You wouldn't want to eat them.
You can eat them? Oh, all right.
Yeah. You put them in water, they just disappear.
My son uses
you don't want to eat
them.
But you'll know what the styrofoam ones are.
Now, these are styrofoam. These are regular styrofoam.
They should start filling the bags of potato chips, and then you can eat them afterwards.
Okay.
Cheese doodles.
Do you have any comments on it, legislator Roberts?
You know, I'm going to have to vote no on this too, Trace. And I looked at some of your things with the carcinogens, and you know, and it doesn't actually say it is. It's a suspected carcinogen, which there's a big difference in being an actual. And you know, there's a lot of things that are worse than styrene, including laundry detergent. You know, with your clothes, that's a bigger cancer risk than this diet. But I get it; it's a dual risk. You know, but the you know, they're not going to biodegrade for 1,000 years, which I don't know how they ever came up with that number because they haven't been around for 1,000 years.
I don't know what the actual number is, but we know they don't. It takes
100 million quadrillion.
Yeah, it takes a long time to biodegrade.
But we don't know that because they've only been around for 20 or 30 years.
More than a week.
Yeah. So, but you know, and like I told you before on the phone, and I do appreciate you calling me up and trying to change my mind, and you know, appreciate that. You know, there's already 100,000, maybe a 500,000 or 1 million cups in the landfill already, and they're not going away. So, I mean, putting more on top of it, those landfills are never going to be used for anything more than maybe a solar field or a landfill. You're not going to put condos on it. You're not going to build a shopping mall.
But you are going to run out of landfill space. I mean, those landfills don't just keep getting built up until they're a mountain. And so I think when we make a mistake or we realize they are overweight. I mean, I'm not going to.
Landfills would be a thing of the past in our lifetime.
Maybe.
I'm hoping they find another use for trash, whether it's energy or.
I hope so.
Wouldn't want to burn styrofoam.
Yeah, you wouldn't. But I hope you're right about that.
Like you wouldn't want to.
All right, what is that? Let's call the question, Legislator Green.
No, not on the question.
You have comment.
No.
Oh, you want to vote?
Yeah. No, it's fine.
You can speak.
I want to speak on new business. I didn't realize we were still.
Okay. No, that's fine. All on. Call the question. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
You know what? I have to say, I lost track. Where are
we?
Polystyrofoam.
Styrofoam, yes.
Okay, so Karen,
I was hoping you were holding out with us.
He's always wondering what you're going to do.
I would leave
with
tears.
So Karen,
are you in favor of it going to the floor?
No, there's two no's.
Okay, two no's and three yes?
Yep.
Sorry.
I'll have your pen if you're down tonight.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I give you my pen, but you don't.
Thank you, Jay.
No, I definitely don't.
Okay, new business?
May I?
We got all of it.
Just to bring up what we had talked about.
Sure.
I just, this is, the new business is not in the form of a resolution.
Okay, that's fine. It could be about anything.
Okay. So I just think that, you know, having spent, it's taken a year for me to even, adjust to the new position as a legislator, and it's time to run again pretty soon.
It takes a lot longer than that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can tell. But even just to be functional.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I had heard Ken talk about potential for staggered terms, and if we're going to do that, I think we need to act fairly quickly. So I talked, and I wasn't quite sure, but I got clarification that it would require a referendum to change.
Absolutely.
The charter. And the question was whether, you know, how would you decide who gets the 4-year term, who gets the 2-year term? Well, none of us would be any, that's right, yeah. Draws. None of us would be any worse off if we got a 2-year term. And some people would have the benefit of, you know, starting the stagger with a 4-year term, and Fawn, made a suggestion, which I think sort of solves that problem, that you don't determine ahead all the odd numbers do one thing and all the even numbers do the other. You determine whether you want to go to staggered terms, and then you use a fair method of deciding. And so, for many reasons, and I've sent some of my reasons to Cappy with the hope that that Chris Rigucci and Erica would help us come up with some language, and I just wanted to let people know that we're considering it, and
who's
hopefully
we?
Myself and
okay,
legislator
okay.
Ron. And hopefully by, you know, and
we should start moving on it in April if we're going to do it, because
yeah.
we have to, in order for the executive to be able to have, because on local laws, I'm sorry, is it okay if I jump in?
Of course.
The executive has, on local laws, 30 days to sign, veto, or send back unsigned. We're going to have to get this local law that's adopted by the legislature and signed or unsigned or overridden by the legislature, you know, in the county executive, to Board of Elections by I think, August 15th in
yeah.
order for it to be able to get on the ballot. So we would have to pass our resolution by July 15th.
When would the new districts or new staggered starts go into effect?
If it passes in November, it would go into effect
two
for the
later.
Next election after that.
So how does it affect redistricting then when the census comes out?
It doesn't.
How could it not? It would be, so some people would get new people in the middle of their term. You get new constituents in the middle of your term who have never voted for you.
Well, if it starts in 17, that wouldn't be the case.
Okay. But when they redistrict in, say, 2022, 2021, I don't know when it is, but whatever.
When is it? That would be the critical question.
But when they, but here's my question. When they redistrict
for,
that year,
for the 2023 election.
Half will be up for election. They're going to have new districts.
That's really cool.
The other half aren't up for election. They're going to be given people who've never voted for them for 2 years. I think there's a lot more we got to worry about to getting this up in 2 years.
Yeah.
And I just want to have another comment. Another thing more important in terms are the government should be changed, allowed to be changed every 2 years. In a town board, you've got a supervisor for 2 years in almost every town, town board members 2 at 4 years, 2 at another 4 years staggered. So it means every 2 years the leadership can change because the public has a choice to vote for the majority of the board. I would hate to see this body have half the legislators and the executive run on the same year and have 4 year terms, so for 4 years the public could not change. Say it's 12 and 11, 12 run in 2 years and 11 run another year. If the executive's in one party and all 12 of the winners are in one party that year, you have to go 4 years
well,
then without changing.
But that's the same thing with the example you gave with towns. Like if the town.
It can't change though for 4 years. In towns it can change every two.
But not if the supervisor's aligned with the other two.
No.
It's the same concept.
Yeah,
no.
Same
no, because
argument.
After two, you can get rid of the supervisor. So if the supervisor's aligned with two board members, and after 2 years, if the public is unhappy, the next two board members are up and the supervisor, so they can vote for three new people. If you have 12 legislators and executive running together.
Well, the executive's every 2 years.
No, right? 4 years.
Four years.
That's what I mean. It should probably go down to 2 years then.
The executive. You mean.
Well, you got to be able to change the
what's
power.
What's
the U.S.
County?
Senate changes the power. Listen,
in
can
Orange
I just
County,
say something?
They've all got 4 year terms.
But are they staggered?
No.
They may be in the executive may be every two between them.
Not
in No, they're together.
So they
the
can.
The entire legislature and the executive are all
every
elected the same
years.
Year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because if you look at the federal government, the power can change every 2 years with Congress. And 33%
but
of the Senate.
But not the U.S.
Up.
Senate.
But 33% are up. But, but one of the three branches every 2 years can change. In New York State, the Senate and the Assembly every 2 years can change if the public's not happy. I don't, and I won't support anything that makes this place operate where you can go 4 years without changing the majority of the people. Forget Democrat and Republican.
I think I just
and you know what? First of all, it's going to lose a referendum, in my opinion, because you know what? We have problems to settle, and to me, and I've been here longer than everybody here except for Dave. So to run every 2 years is certainly not a hardship. It's not inconvenient. It's not a hardship. It's good for the public. It's good to be out there. I believe, and I'm not saying Manna or Ken are doing it for self-serving reasons, but I believe the public will look at it in self-serving ways that people are just looking to take the easy way out. They don't want to have to come around and knock on doors every 2 years. And you know what? A lot of referendums do lose when they try to extend terms, and And I certainly would be 100% opposed to it. I think it's bad. Ken and Dave.
The reason I agree that a standalone 4-year term charter change referendum, I believe it would fail. A standalone 4-year terms, but I don't want to say in exchange for, because it's not the right way to put it. But we're also giving the public term limits, which the public, I believe, overwhelmingly supports term limits on elected officials.
I'm all for term limits,
and I think that, as a student of government and participating in government at multiple levels, you don't have the time when you come on to the legislature. The first 2-year term, you do not have the time in those 2 years to fully understand your job before you're asking for it again.
But the public understands that, and they make a decision. All right, Legislator Dunst.
Well, I'm basically against both of them, to be honest with you. I don't support term limits. I think it's, when the people have somebody that's good and they want them, I think they should have the right to continue to vote for them.
What about the people who continue to vote for somebody
that's
bad?
But what ends up happening is I can certainly understand that on maybe on state levels, maybe to some degree. I don't know. I still don't agree with term limits even there. The problem is what they do is they have franking privileges, and that's where the problem lies. That's why people keep getting reelected. They can send out things for free. We don't have that ability. We don't have franking privileges to go send out something for free. So I agree every 2 years. Yeah, is it a hardship? Do I want to say, I can't wait to go campaign again? No, but I also feel that I'm responsible. I should have to go campaign again. I should go out and see those people again and say, hey, look, I'm the guy for you. You don't want me? Fine. Vote me down. Because I always say it anymore that when I run, if I lose, I win. If I win, I win. That's the way I look at it.
I've been saying that for a long time.
That's right.
Well, I would, let's, time, you guys keep working on it. I would certainly figure out the redistricting thing, because I think that could jam you up.
That
that's why when I brought my rules change forward, Erica Guerin and I worked on it really hard, and we kept getting back to the redistricting.
By the way,
staggering.
You can't put two of those on there. You're going to have to be two separate things.
No, two. You can.
No, you
can't. Charter
cannot.
Was all
we
the
did it
all
last time.
That we did it last
all
time.
Charter
all
changes
the charter changes
one,
run
one
change.
That was.
They were all one change.
Okay. They can
there
be
were
one
a
change.
Lot of changes.
Right, so required by charter.
Well,
doesn't matter. They were still one set of changes.
Okay, let's.
But wait a minute. What were the changes last time?
Well, let's.
A thousand of them.
What were they though? Did they change anybody's powers?
Yes.
Whose powers did it change?
The executive and ours.
Definitely and ours.
How did it change it?
We the executive's power was changed as it pertains to appointing the Board of Ethics. The Board of Ethics no longer reported to him. The Board of Ethics was no longer. I mean, this is the best example. The Board of Ethics no longer served at his pleasure. We gave them terms that altered Mike's power. There was another one with the appointment of an acting department head. How long he has to
clarifications.
No, they weren't clear. I wouldn't call.
I don't
them
know
clarifications.
If you could turn around. I don't know if you could put those two on the same.
At one point,
thing.
Said okay. We were subverting the charter.
Legislator Green has the floor.
Yeah, I just want to say that I am not in favor of term limits, and we'll have to talk that through. The redistricting, I want to understand better. But the main thing for me is about getting work done. And if you have to stop, you have a year of getting work done or a year and a half, and then there's probably 6 months where people are more focused on their campaign than on getting work done. And it takes a while to get good legislation passed. What I've learned over the last year is that if you don't have buy-in, there may be something wrong with the legislation. Let's tweak the legislation till you get buy-in. That's not always the case, but to take a chunk of time, I know we keep meeting, but people's minds are going to be on their campaign and not as much on the work at hand. So that's really my primary reason for wanting to explore this possibility. So I just wanted to bring it up.
That's fair. That's what we're here for. That's what this committee's job is. Legislator Bartles.
Are you going to schedule a a rules meeting?
Yeah.
Can we do that? Don't have to do this minute. But
no, but
really,
I want to do... Do you guys want to do sometime in April? We'll do a rules meeting?
I'm fine with that.
And that's why it should be... It should be almost all of the rules, at least.
What's the purpose of it at this point? We just did all the rule changes.
Well, Peter Lauren's going to have one on the floor probably tomorrow or next month.
I really wanted to postpone that indefinitely, but I thought that would be disingenuous to vote for.
I don't know. Let's talk about it. We'll talk about it. I don't mind. But can I just ask you a question under new? I guess it could be old business. Are we done with new business?
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to Tracy earlier. There was a resolution, Legislator Archer's resolution last month.
Yeah.
And then we didn't even take action on it, which is fine. We
defeated it.
No, we never voted on it.
You did.
I don't believe so.
You did. That's how she got a petition to discharge. You voted.
I didn't think we voted on it.
I think that I made a motion to postpone, and it was defeated.
I'm going to look in the minutes.
The resolution was defeated.
Well, here's the question I have. The reading, it's going to be read starting tomorrow?
It is.
Now, can that be amended?
It can.
Before we read?
On the floor, yes.
Okay. Where's the minutes?
I believe I've spoken to Legislator Archer. I believe it's her intention to amend it to the amendment that was discussed in committee. I believe that's why Legislator Archer may oppose it, because it takes out the her amendment removes the no one person can serve as two committee chairs. If I remember correctly, that was part of one of the things that you were concerned about. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
You're right.
Yep.
Oh, no, that was the amendment. You're right.
It's going to be confusing tomorrow, because there's going to be a bunch of amendments on this thing. And I'm going to start amending it myself.
Which one?
That hers. I mean, I think the point
is your caucus,
I wish
well,
you
no,
guys
it's only a reading tomorrow.
Vote against it.
It's only a reading.
Well, it's a reading, but they have to amend it for the reading.
Yeah, well what if nobody amends it? What if nobody amends it?
Then it's the resolution that's right there.
Well, then let it get read twice, and then we vote on it. Well, that can be discussed on the floor. Tomorrow's going to be a midnight meeting.
Midnight at the...
And also, actually, can we talk about Song Cappy new business, too, maybe? Could we set a policy that public hearings are on caucus nights? That's the way it always used to be. Meeting nights were always for meetings to pass resolutions. Public hearings were always the week before
that
caucus.
Caucus,
and then you could a lot of times pass it the next week if there wasn't any problems. You didn't have to wait a whole month. And tomorrow we have four public hearings. To me, meeting nights are to conduct business.
Otherwise, you get caught up.
That is business, but it's...
But see, other people argued about the idea of caucuses. What ends up happening is, and nobody would show up to caucuses because they'd go to the public hearings and just say they were all burnt out for the public hearing. They don't want to go to caucuses.
There must be some kind of balance we can reach.
Well, I think one of the things you'll have to decide tomorrow is whether Ms. Plonsky's, because she's going to be a department head, if that's executive session or not. That's
you
a pretty interesting
session.
Call.
Do people have questions on
why does it? Why do we have to go to
because
the
Because I know she's coming. My understanding was she was expecting some sort of questions.
We didn't have any in our caucus.
To the caucus?
That's what she said. I saw in the elevator.
I think that she went to Public Works. They asked her some questions. I mean, our caucus is a short yes.
Yours good. Too.
But that's just something to think about in the future. That's a really interesting question. Whether a department head is personnel.
Well, they are.
I'm not so sure.
Not a department head yet.
I mean, I question it.
Well, she's an employee.
I would have, typically, I mean, I don't think she's the right person for the job, to be honest with you, but if the committee supported it and it's coming before us and it's unanimous that way, then I'm not going to, stand there. I'm not going to say no.
I agree with you, Dave. I don't think she's the right person, but it's not my choice.
Right, it's just it's another attorney.
Yeah.
No offense, but it seems like there's nothing but all these heads of departments are attorneys.
True.
And that kind of bugs me a little bit. I want it's not her expertise. What did she know about blacktopping?
Nothing.
She said she worked for a
she worked in, but she, where did she work? She worked on the books.
Yes, can I just have, listen, Dave, that resolution isn't here. We'll talk about that after.
But that's another issue.
We can all vote how we want to do it. Okay, any other new business, old business? Motion to adjourn?
Some wonderful
second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. Hour and a half. That we got.
Seven,
that wasn't too bad. It wasn't much
34.
On the agenda.